This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to a I'm in Medora, so life is good edition of What's on Your Mind, ladies and gentlemen. Everything's better when you're in Medora. It is fabulous here. It really is. I make a point to come at least a couple times a year with the broadcast. Get the family out here once a year, and I'm solo this trip, but out here because the National Association of Whale Funeralists North Dakota chapter is meeting today. Part of their event will be attending the Medora musical tonight, Pitchfork Fondue. And today we get to tell you a little bit about what's new at Medora. There is something new, the new gospel brunch in the Chuckwagon location. And we're going to meet the new host of the Medora musical, someone you are familiar with. Cowboy Chet will be here, so stay tuned for that. He's been on the show for a number of years, but new in that host role, so that coming up today. I want to talk about the new logo at the University of North Dakota for the Fighting Hawks. We were yesterday at UND for the unveiling of that logo and have been watching interesting, almost 24 hours worth of reaction to it. I want to talk a little bit about that. The Democrats in the House holding a sit-in on the House floor, disregarding every bit of decorum and rule and law and everything else that governs the House of Representatives. Surprising, I guess, to no one. But looking forward to talking about all of that a little bit with you today on the program. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. We have a great partnership with MyPillow, partly because of our vast audience that is such a big fan of this great product. I love the story behind it. But the product itself is just fantastic. I love talking about a product that I use, that I love, because I can tell you exactly what I think about it, and then you get the opportunity to purchase it and then tell us what you think of it. And so many of you have with MyPillow. Mike Lundell actually started the process of designing this pillow and finding this product at the North Dakota State Fair and other county fairs throughout North Dakota. So North Dakota played a role in the innovation behind MyPillow. Mike Lundell is the He's the inventor. He came up with this. And he was selling all kinds of stuff at fairs, and people he would strike up conversations with wanted a pillow. And so he went to work designing the best pillow ever. And now it's patented, that interlocking fill that can adjust to you in any sleep position. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It is machine washable and dryable, so it's low maintenance, non-allergenic. It stays cool. We hear that probably more than anything from folks. You don't toss and turn, and some people say I'd switch out pillows all night because the pillow get hot. Doesn't happen. Stays cool, so you don't have the tossing and turning. And they back it up. It has a 10-year warranty that it will not go flat. Think about that. Do 10 years of math on how many nights of sleep that is and how many, you're talking about pennies a night for a pillow that is warranted that entire time. 60-night money-back guarantee that you'll love it. You can't go wrong. And now a four-for-one deal where you get two travel pillows and two classic pillows for $160 savings. Incredible deal. All you need to do is call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott when you call. I'm at the Rough Rider Inn today in Medora, so if you're out and about near Medora, stop by, say hi. I'd love to see you. Love to chat. We've had already some listeners come by today, and we appreciate that very much. All right, let me talk first today a little bit about this logo, this new logo that is the University of North Dakota's Fighting Hawks logo. I've been really anxious for this logo because I saw the excitement in Ed Schaefer's eyes when he talked about the process to get to this logo, and he really was, number one, full of confidence in the entity that they hired. This was a New York company that had done a lot of these and, you know, had great credentials, and so, you know, they were in the logo business, if you will. And I really, in my heart of hearts, believe that Ed was going to infuse sort of the North Dakota credibility into the logo. And so I found myself just, I'm not big on the name, honestly. And I guess I'm not big on the name Fighting Hawks because of the way the name came to be. But at some point, you got to let that go, right? And, you know, a lot of this angst about this logo and name has to do with the way it was crammed down the throats of fans by the previous president. But the previous president is gone. And I could talk till I'm blue in my face about what he did and how he did it and everything else. Wouldn't change the fact that he's gone and it's over and it is what it is now. You know, short of starting all over, which they're not going to do, you live with that logo, right? Or that name. So we're saddled with a name. Now it's about a logo. So I had a little bit of glimmer of hope that the logo might help turn the page. And when I saw it, I was like, I wasn't, you know, jumping up and down, fired up, excited. But I wasn't, you know, that's awful either. And so I found myself thinking, all right, let's just see what people think of this. Maybe this will do the trick. Well, the response online has been not good. I mean, hilarious at times with some people comparing it to the Postal Service logo. And I don't know if you've seen the Burlington Northern. You seen that, Todd, where they have Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here, as always, by the way, folks. Didn't get a chance to say good morning. Did you see the Burlington Northern plus United States Postal Service equals?
I absolutely did.
Yeah. And it's hard not to go, really? I've designed logos before online where you take other logos you like and then colors you like and then, you know, give the outcome that you need. And it sort of looks like that, right, where you did a $100 logo online. Obviously, there's way more into it than that. But, you know, I saw that and I went, ooh, ouch. Right? Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
That one smarts a little bit. I don't know. First of all, if you've seen it, I do want your reaction to it. I do. I want to know what you think about it. Okay? And if you don't like it, why you don't like it. And, you know, we could talk a little bit about it today on the program. I think I've come to the understanding that no matter what the logo, right, if the Fighting Hawks logo literally had fireworks and bottle rockets and you know, an orchestra, and, you know, when you saw it, you just heard the voice of God. It's just like, oh, my gosh, it still is a Fighting Hawks logo. And for a lot of people, it is replacing a Fighting Sioux logo that was revered and loved, okay? And I guess you have to be passionate about the University of North Dakota, passionate about Fighting Sioux athletics to maybe be in this camp. I could see if I'm a Bison fan, if I'm a Gopher fan, if I don't care about athletics, if I have no connection to UND, I might go, really? What is the big deal? It's a different name. It's a logo. It's still the same school. It's still the same athletics. It's everything else. I agree with you. I love the University of North Dakota and what it stands for millions of reasons. You know, for the fact that Tom Clifford was a dear friend and ran that school in incredible fashion for 21 years, and the people I associated with, from him and Earl Strindon and my father-in-law on down, right? I love it for all the great memories that I have. I love it for the fact that my wife is an alum and my son is a student there. I love it for the names I could rattle off for the entire 2 hours of this show who laced on skates at that school. And for the coaches that coached them that I watched, from Gino Gasparini to Dean Blaze to Dave Haxtell to Brad Berry now, and all the great assistants and the players who lay the football teams, from, you know, Gene Murphy to Roger Thomas to Dale Lennon to, you know, Bubba, you know, Kyle Bubba Schweigert, and all the great players, and a Jimmy Kleinsasser, and, you know, I love it for so many reasons, and all that remains. For me, a lot of what I love about the University of North Dakota ties to the fact that they were the Fighting Sioux. And it's now gone because of political correctness. Okay, that's why it's gone. Political correctness. And I really tie this to what we're seeing happen today with Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump is where he is in this presidential race and is the hope of many of us to be the next president of the United States, to save us from Hillary Clinton, yes, and what she would wreak on this country, not unlike what Barack Obama has. But also, because Donald Trump has said enough already with political correctness, and it has become deadly. We're seeing that in Orlando and San Bernardino and Fort Hood. It is deadly, but we've had enough of it. And we are no longer offended by name-calling and more offended about the immoral $20 trillion in debt and about the inability to call an enemy what it is and fight a war. So I think we're getting it's getting wrapped up in all of that. And I think the reason we don't like it is that. And I think, honestly, if we're honest with ourselves, no matter what the name, no matter what the logo, those of us that believe this name was removed wrongly by an oppressive NCAA, and unfortunately about a lot of weak leadership along the way from many, many people, honestly, many, many people. I mean, I could name Republicans and Democrats and say they were to blame because they didn't stand up against this. I could point to university presidents, past and present. I could do all kinds of things to say, why not fight it? Why not stand up for what's right? Doesn't matter. We are where we are. And the only way this name is ever coming back in my mind is if, you know, the Native American community themselves says enough already with political correctness, right? I mean, literally, they'd have to come back roaring, busting down doors at UND to say it's coming back. The school's never going to find a way to bring it back. It would be the namesake, the people that are behind this name, that would have to do that. And that may happen someday. That may, maybe in our lifetime. I root for it. I pray for it. I think it'd be great because I think it would better honor the Native American people than what we have now. But until then, we got to live with what we have, unfortunately. And then it just becomes a name and a logo, right? Tell me if I'm wrong. Let's talk about it.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include an excellent line of farm machinery for Dave Stumbo at Euland, Minnesota, including a John Deere 9760 STS Combine, 9682 Ford New Holland Tractor, an 835 and 900 versatile tractors, grain cart, headers, IH semi, and tandem trucks, and excellent tillage, spraying, and farm equipment. This auction will be June 23rd at 10 a.m. at Euland, Minnesota. For detailed information on this excellent equipment auction, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Medora. Hi, everybody. Scott Hinnon live and on location. We're at the Rough Rider Inn. Stop by and say hello right in the beautiful lobby. Next to Theodore's. The entrance to Theodore's. Great restaurant here. And right on Main Street, Medora. Having a great time. Here's our telephone numbers for you to weigh in. Giving you my commentary, and I want yours. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. That's 800-228-0550. 2580550. If you're in Bismarck, Mandan, it's a local call at 2580550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, or you can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right? All of those, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, way to connect with us here on What's on Your Mind. And John in Mandan is first to go. Hello, John, what's on your mind?
I was just calling in, weighing in on your comments there about the new Fighting Hawks logo. And when I had seen it, I guess my initial thoughts were disappointment, I guess, into what it was. We went from a logo that was so over-the-top beautiful down into something that I guess in my eyes is so simplified. It's so, I want to say, just rubber stamp logo is kind of the way I feel about it, to where it's no identity, and I guess I really don't share the thoughts, I guess, what I read on what Ed Schaefer's, you know, pride in behind this is. I'm just not on the same boat as he is, coming from what we had to this.
And it's, yeah, I hear you. Your comments are similar to many people that are saying it. You know, when I saw it, I said it's okay as logos go. I mean, it didn't bowl me over, but I didn't scream, oh, no. You know, I mean, it's sort of simple is what I say. But comparing it, and somebody did on social media, they put the Ben Breen's logo, the Native American logo, Native American artist, and his logo with, the feathers and all the color, and put it next to this. And I saw somebody say, why not more colors? And they said, well, it's hard to reproduce and da-da-da. And I've heard sort of, I guess, professional explanations that differ with the, Ben Breen's logo. And I think, I don't care about any of that because I loved it. It was beautiful. But do you think that there was any logo that was going to meet our expectations?
Me personally, no. I mean, my family, myself, my dad, my brothers were alumni for UND, and you cut our family, we bleed. I mean, we bleed Kelly Green. There's no doubt about it. And, we're on the edge of our chair. We're jumping off the floor when there's games going on that are high profile and very, very intense in our area. And, I mean, some of us are tattooed in Fighting Sioux logos. I mean, it's over the top at our house there, too. And I don't think that there would have been much that would have weighed in, that would have pleased the masses. I really think it's a scar that's cut deep that you're not going to stop the hemorrhaging on from taking it away in the way that it was taken away and forced. And I think you're going to see it for the next 10 to 15 years, to where you might take the logo away from the college, but you're not going to take the pride away from the student body and what it is. I mean, and that's apparent even when the players who are supposed to be these upstanding, wonderful young men, when they won the national championship, what did they do? They flew a Sioux banner right on the ice, sticking it in the NCAA's nose and saying, basically eat this. So for me, I mean, it was, you can't take it away. It just, it's not going to go. And I don't know that time heals it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think you're right, John. I agree. I think at some point you come to accept that that's logo whatever. You're sort of ambivalent about it, but you never say it's okay. And that's why I say, I think your feelings are where mine are. Our family's same as yours with that kind of passion. And no logo is ever going to, so then I feel like it's a waste of time to say, well, if they had done this, or that, Ben Breen would have put some color in it or whatever. No, it's still a Fighting Hawks logo. I'm going to put my time and my energy going forward into what I see in the way of a spark with the Native American community. There are some within the Native American community, Eunice Davison and others, have been just tireless in this about having it been wrongly removed, that maybe at some point they'll be able to let them ultimately marshal the forces to come to the school to say, no, we want it back, and go to the NCAA and say, no, don't stop this school from honoring us. So maybe we can go there. But I appreciate your passion, John. Well said. Thanks for the call. Let's see here. For some reason, I can't punch up Lucy here. I'll try now. Lucy, somewhere in eastern North Dakota, you're next on What's Under Your Mind, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
I guess John said it all. I feel the same way. I'm an older person. I'm 77, and 8 of my 11 kids attended UND. And to me, it will always be the Fighting Sioux. I don't care what they put on the logo. And that logo, as far as I'm concerned, They wasted all their money because they could have given that job to a kindergartner kid. She could have drawn one just as nice. And I have never seen a white hawk. So I don't know. Maybe it looks more like a dove.
You know, the one thing that saved me through this whole thing has been the humor online. I mean, some people saying, what are we, the pigeons now? Are we the fighting pigeons? You know, that was one line because it was white, and another, the albino hawk. And, you know, I mean.
it doesn't look like a hawk to me. I was expecting something more aggressive looking, you know. But
well,
anyway,
I don't know if you remember when the name was being voted on. There was a logo floating around that took the feathers from the Fighting Sioux logo and put it on a hawk. And somebody, I don't know who drew it, but it was phenomenal. It was really sharp. And it looked like a mean fighting hawk, and it had the colors. And I believe a lot of people actually voted for Fighting Hawks because they liked that logo and thought, hey, the logo's going to go with the
well,
name.
As far as I'm concerned, they wasted a lot of money getting this logo because it's stupid. I don't like it.
Thanks, Lucy. Appreciate the call. Jeff in Bismarck, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead. Jeff, are you there?
Oh, hi. Yeah, Trey, I guess mine's more of a question for you, because ran the paper that they're talking about sending that the interlocking ND to that legacy collection. Are they going to stick this hawk on the side of the football helmet then, or are they planning on changing that up, you know?
Yeah, the Kyle Schweiger, the football coach for UND, announced yesterday that the Hawks logo, the new logo unveiled yesterday, will be on the helmets. Now, I took it from his comments that it was his decision to do that. I asked him after, tell me about how that came to be, right? I mean, because, you know, others are sort of looking to ease into this. The hockey team, for instance, has already ordered their jerseys, so there will be no Fighting Hawks. This logo won't appear on jerseys in the upcoming season. And I don't know, maybe never, right? I don't know. It's sort of up to them to decide what they put on the jerseys. I mean, I remember jerseys when UND was UND Fighting Sioux, and they didn't have a Sioux logo on. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily always have to be there. Anyway, Kyle Schweiger said to me that idea was presented to him. So I get the sense the athletic department said, here, you'll put this on the helmets, right? And so it's going to go there. I was surprised about the interlocking ND. They evidently are going to sort of banish that, too. By banish it, I guess it goes to the legacy collection, which means it comes out in a limited sort of way. They don't put it out. There's less merchandise of that. So, yeah, good catch on your part.
Well, yeah, I think that's a terrible idea because, you know, they've had that ND on the side of the helmet for how many years, and all of a sudden they draw this silly little picture, and now they want to slap it on the football helmet. So I think it's a terrible idea. So I just wanted to ask, make sure I got this right. So thank you.
Yeah, you heard that right. The interlocking logo is going to go to the legacy collection. Now, one thing I'd like to see happen is to let people buy what kind of merchandise they want to buy and not limit anything. Talk more about that when we come back. What do you think of the logo? Let us know, 800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing how we can use National Safety Month as a launching point to begin developing safer habits.
It's hard to change habits. I'm at a graduation last night, and somebody's talking about, it's a habit. Boy, I get so much done in the road from Fargo to Bismarck, and I can text, and I can talk, and everything else. And National Safety Month, to me, it's a time to say, you know what? I'm going to try a month or a week to stop texting while driving, to stop, you know, doing something that's unsafe. And, you know, hopefully you can get by a week and say, gosh, you know what? I did that a week. Okay, great. Let me try 2 weeks. And let me try the whole month of June. And so that's the part that, you know, you really focus on 1 month like this. Maybe it changes behaviors.
Start your journey to developing safer habits today. Learn more about National Safety Month and download free safety resources at ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And by the way, thank you. Thank you for that. We appreciate it very much. Right on the door today. Beautiful morning. Oh my gosh, is it nice? Absolutely beautiful. If you haven't been to Medora, explore it, adore it. I'd love for the legislature, I see if you think this would pass muster, Todd. I'd love for them to pass a law that says if you are a resident of North Dakota, you are mandated to go to Medora once a year in order to maintain citizenship. And I know it's a little heavy-handed, but I think in the end, everybody would agree it's a very good idea. You know what I'm saying? I think they would get that, hey, this is the place to be. It sure is, too. It's fantastic. We're brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. We have a great website, secureenergyfuture.org. Flip on the power switch and say thank you, Lignite. Thank you, coal. Thank you to an industry that brings us affordable, reliable energy. We have among the largest economically recoverable resources of coal on the planet right here in North Dakota. We do. Unfortunately, we also have a government dead set on trying to stop its use for reasons that are really just beyond the human brain, because they make no sense whatsoever. None. And there's some great resources at secureenergyfuture.org to help you make that argument. Next time you talk to some of these folks that support this, these extreme environmentalists, talk to them about, okay, we're going to give you everything you want, for instance, in this clean power plan, and here's what you get in return, and look at the cost of that. Does that make any sense to you at all? There's no benefit to this. There's just a whole lot of pain and no gain, but that's largely what they're after. So arm yourself with the information. Affordable energy, reliable energy, very important. Take the time to do it. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back to your calls at 800-228-0550. Whatever is on your mind, fair game here today. If you want to tell me a story about Medora, if you want to talk about Democrats and their pacifiers sitting on the floor of the U.S. House, defying every rule there is, every bit of decorum there is, if you want to talk about Donald Trump's speech this week, it's sort of got him back in the game a little bit, or Warren Buffett and a group of business leaders coming out to endorse Hillary Clinton today. Watch for this in the news. This will be made as a big... Hillary Clinton. Let me translate what the headline should be. Democrats support Hillary Clinton. That's not news. It's not news. Warren Buffett, very well-known Barack Obama supporter, supporting Hillary Clinton. I mean, yawn. Who's surprised at that? They'll try
Democrats supporting Donald Trump would be news.
There's a news story. Exactly right. Now, there's a news story.
Man bites dog, news. Dog bites man, not news,
You watch. Texture says, we love Medora. My wife and I were there last weekend for our 33rd wedding anniversary. We love it. Most beautiful place in North Dakota. Thank you very much. All right, let's get some live calls. And I have that epic call off air as well that blows his stack about this decision on the name. So we'll see if you agree or disagree with that. Pat and Bismarck, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, I can see that you want to keep this going with this idiocy on this UND logo, but my comment is I saw a cargo trailer yesterday with an Indian motorcycle logo, and I don't understand why the Native Americans wouldn't have been up in arms in this. You know, what a cool logo. I mean, it shows a chief with a headdress, side profile, and it represents the Indian motorcycle. And I just thought it was a cool logo. And you know, I don't know why they didn't just leave that one alone. But at UND, I'm saying.
Yeah, well, they didn't have a choice. The NCAA demanded this. And,
right.
I mean, the NCAA is the reason behind it. And that's, you know, to Ed Schaefer's credit, I think it's, the first president that has forcefully said it's wrong, it's stupid, it's dumb, it's a bad idea, but we are where we are. So he recognizes this. I think, unfortunately, others have tried to say, well, it's time, it's past, it's a new era, blah, blah, blah. But that's what I say. I'm not trying to force anything. I think people have some raw emotions about this, and I understand why. I share them. But I also am exhausted in trying to think that anything we do without the Fighting Sioux is going to be better. Never will be. It was a dumb idea to remove it. That logo Ben Breen, the Native American artist, did was vastly better than anything any multi-zillion billion-dollar entity that designs logos for major corporations and businesses and sports teams can do. And until Native Americans are able to go first, I believe, to the NCAA to say, don't stop us. Don't stop us in being honored by this school. You know, we just have to stand in place, in my mind, Pat.
I mean, it made me wonder yesterday when I saw the cargo trailer, what do the Native Americans think when they see that, you know? I mean, because it's just a real cool profile of an Indian chief, and it represents some history, a motorcycle. I don't see where there's anything wrong in that at all.
Well, there isn't, and you're going to hurt yourself trying to find something because it's not there. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think it's political correctness is a disease. It's a disease that spreads like wildfire. It's now deadly. We've seen that in far too many places now because I don't want to say anything about how many people are coming and going because I might, be considered Islamophobic and so on. You know, so now we look the other way when we have an instinct that bad things are happening because of political correctness and not wanting to offend anyone. And that's why this logo's gone. So, you know, we're the Fighting Hawks, the logo, But, I guess I'm going to choose to focus on the team and the people behind it and the history and root for the Native Americans and bringing it back. The school won't, can't. NCAA never will. So let's put this in the hands of Native Americans and making the case. Put our energies there. It's my thought. Kelly in White Bear Lake, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Yes, I looked at this, the logo, and just so underwhelmed by it, and so much lost potential, and it does upset me when they go with team nicknames and team logos that are non-aggressive or they seem sanitized or you don't want to offend anyone. It just, today I have much the same feeling as I did in the late 90s when the Minnesota Wild were announced as the expansion NHL team and they gave the nickname that you couldn't understand what it was. I mean, the logo and the jerseys, even the mascot, you look at it when it skates on the ice at the games and you don't really know what it is, and still now they've been playing for 16 years, and it's still, I mean, still love the team, and I still will love the Fighting Sioux, you know, Fighting Hawks, whatever you want to call them, but still it does upset me, though, and this will, this decision still will. It'll take quite a bit of time for me to, really come to grips with it.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't, it's not going to be. And that's why I really think it's important for university officials not to cram this down anyone's throat. Right? And that happened last year after the name was announced. All of a sudden you go to the next hockey game and they're Fighting Hawks this, Fighting Hawks that, go Fighting Hawks. And what happened? People booed like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They were booing and overwhelming. And so they finally went, oh, guess we better back some of that off. And so then they went through the script and, you know, don't just give this time. Things take time. And, I would not rush it on any of the jerseys. I wouldn't rush it, you know, how you're going to say it. I just think, you know, to me, it's a placeholder name until ultimately what's right returns. And I'll believe that's the right thing to do for a long time. Great comments, Kelly. Thanks. And a good comparison to the Wild as well, Gary, especially since that in my mind replaced the North Stars, right? And what? You know, obviously the North Stars moved to Dallas, and then the next team sort of didn't technically replace it, but a lot of us thought that way. Gary in Sturgis, South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for giving us this open forum and on What's Your Mind. And I'm a liberal Democrat down here in the very conservative state, a very conservative community of Sturgis here. And I've always been on the record supporting Bill and Hillary Clinton over the years, and just wanted to point that out. Thank you for having this open forum and for playing rock and roll oldies music on Saturday night. You know,
you got it.
Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Enjoy
it. There you go.
Enjoy it very much.
Glad you're listening in Sturgis. You bet. And all political opinions welcome here, Gary. Thank you very much. Let's see who's next. Chris and Manda. Go ahead. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Chris.
Yes, I just wanted to let everybody know where we're getting into this whole talk on everything's got to be politically correct, and if it offends somebody, you know, we got to change it. Attitude that we've got going here, that we adopt a logo that any former member or current member of the Aryan Brotherhood would be able to tell you that it's a symbol for white supremacy. A friend of mine who's now a Christian, who no longer is part of that, actually has a tattoo on his right chest of a white hawk, which is supposed to symbolize to them anyway the ultimate white race is the dominant. So it just seemed a little strange to me that we get rid of something.
What the heck? That's the first time I've heard. That's the first time I've heard that. But if accurate, if what you're saying is true and widespread, it may be a short-lived logo.
Yeah.
Because
that would tend to offend
a great deal of people.
We accept one, but we're not going to accept another. And I think when we start going down that road, it doesn't matter what you come up with. Somebody could find something that it ties back to some kind of insult to somebody down the road.
Yeah, but that's why you hire big-time companies to, you know, not put you in that kind of peril. So, hadn't heard that before. I'll pass that one along, though. Appreciate the call. Scott and Tioga, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey. This is Scott and Tioga. Can you hear me?
Scott, you're talking to Scott. We can hear you loud and clear, but you got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Here's my anguish. Why, I am of Irish descent. And Notre Dame claims the name Fighting Irish. You know, why don't they throw that away? And besides that, I can claim that my mother is Seminole Indian. You know, why the Florida State Seminoles?
If you hang on, Scott, we'll get you the number for the NCAA. And if you would do us a favor, give them a call, and then when they answer you, call back in and let us know what they tell you. Because according to them, it was hostile and abusive, and you're making too much sense here. Appreciate the call. Christina in Bismarck, Mike in Perham, when we come back. Some off-air calls, a couple more texts. We're going to meet some of the folks in Medora, too. What's on Your Mind continues from Medora, where the Rough Rider in. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
USA.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Scott, this joke of a logo for the University of North Dakota, or as I call it, PCU, has cost former Governor Ed Schaefer a lot of respect in the state. Evidently, as typical with the state and our universities, North Dakotans are just not good enough. Don't tell me that we couldn't have had a statewide contest to design a new logo and given out, say, a $1,000 scholarship or a pair of season tickets for UND hockey and not had a better design that it reflects North Dakota. Instead, we get a New York bald eagle. Either that or it's a cardinal or a blue jay with a deformed beak. What a joke. The state was fleeced. The UND baseball program sure could use the money they spent on this sad joke.
You know, I get a entity as big a deal as the University of North Dakota has become needs professional help when it comes to trademarking and merchandising and all of that. And you're not always going to find that expertise in the state. Ed was asked about this, I know, because very early on, I remember when Ed became president, he asked me, do you have Ben Breen's contact info? He was looking for Ben Breen, the Native American artist, who I think he did end up connecting with and played some role in this, although I think there was a television interview with Ben suggesting that he didn't have as much of a role as he wanted in this. I think those are fair questions for Ed. You know, why do you have to go out of the state? Why do you need a pro? What happens? And he explained those. I also heard at least an answer to why there wasn't more color in the logo, because, of course, Ben Breen did that so well in the last logo, a Native American artist, and doing that. I don't know. I've seen some great suggestions for the logo prior to this one coming out that included Native American feathers and everything. You know, how about that tie? There's plenty of questions here. As far as Ed Schaefer and this caller's opinion that somehow he's lost a lot of credibility, I don't know what kind of polling mechanism he has to determine that. I think it's clear the logo's not well received. I don't know how much that's going to be on Ed Schaefer. I think people just don't want UND to be anything else, honestly. And I think the logo is, a product of a company that they hired, and I don't know that it all goes on Ed Schaefer. But Ed Schaefer's contribution to UND, contribution to North Dakota, go well beyond overseeing a logo process. So I wouldn't be quite as harsh as you were there. Let's see who's next. Mike in Perm, Minnesota, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Love hearing what's on your mind today. Tell us. Mike, go ahead. Hi, Mike. Are you there? I don't hear Mike. Anybody
else? I don't
either.
Nope.
Nope.
Mike.
Sorry. Manny, you can talk to him off here and see if there's something wrong with his line. How about Christina and Bismarck? You're next on What's on Your Mind, Christina.
Thank you. All right. You know that place in Orlando, I believe that they banned guns. I could have been mistaken, but, you know, those people hardly had a chance. And it turned out that when this all started, they were locked in. They were, like, just vulnerable to be slaughtered. And if just a couple, if it weren't a gun-free place, if there were a couple of guns, they maybe could have taken the shooter out and saved a number of lives. There might have been some people that died, but certainly not almost 50 people. And good people need to lawfully have guns, because the criminals are, we all know that the criminals are the ones that will always get guns. And then
no,
I have another remark.
I used to have a lot of respect for
Heidi Heitkamp. And it seems like maybe after her trip to Cuba with Obama, she's his cheerleader in his back pocket, and I wonder if she was one of those Democrats in Congress there doing all that rabble rousing and carrying on about, you know, the gun issue, and they're using this Orlando incident to forward their cause. I just think it is just outrageous. And in North Dakota here, we're a rural state. We don't have local law enforcement people in many areas. County law enforcement people have to cover a very, very large area, and a lot of times they're having a hard time competing for people on those jobs, even because they don't get paid enough. They have to lay their life on the line, and they don't get paid enough. So people have to be able to defend themselves.
Yeah, all good points, Christina. Thank you for that. I first of all, Senator Heitkamp was not part of the sit-in that happened over there. On the House side, she's a senator, and that was House members. She is, however, putting forward a compromise piece of legislation that we talked about yesterday on the program. But I agree with you on what the way of thinking here, because again, all the gun control they want, give the Democrats everything they want on gun control, all they're going to do is make it harder for law-abiding citizens to defend themselves. If they really think the bad guys are going to follow laws related to guns when they'd kill people, they're crazy. Yeah, I said it. They're crazy. Beth, on the road, let me give you half a minute here for what's on your mind. We're up against the break. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. If Todd Mitchell's around telling Best Driver 23 from Taxi says hi. I wanted to talk about the name change. I don't really know what the new one is, but I'm finding out and thinking about it like the Chicago Bulls. They're using animals, so therefore no one can come back and say, no, we don't want this or we can't have this. Miami Dolphins is another example. And our own ice hockey team here in Bismarck, the Bobcats, another animal. Nobody can come back and say that they can't have it because the people don't like it.
Yeah, and of course now UND is the Fighting Hawks. And even actually talked about being fighting green and, you know, different colors and to do just that. I'm going to put my energy in hoping Native Americans are able to convince the NCAA that it was an honor, and that will come back someday. But appreciate the call. Thank you.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.